Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I usually like to describe myself as a born teacher. I'm a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. A very interesting journey. I read chemical engineering in Nigerian University, but currently I do more of career and employability coaching. And this podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, which cover talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. And the very key theme of this podcast is, without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. And by listening to this podcast, you're going to be able to draw very, very critical career lessons, things that have to do with career, talking about centering around your career. We're not interested in you getting a job. We're interested in you making something out of your life. So most of the things you're going to be listening to on this podcast are going to be centered around career and your career, your own individual career. And the other part to it is the employability part of it. I'm sure the employability part would refer more to fresh graduates, while the building of a successful career will relate more to working professionals. So that means the two target audience for this podcast is, one, the fresh graduate on one hand, and the second hand is the working professional. So it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be one of fun. One thing that will make it very interesting for us is the fact that I love knowledge sharing, and the fact that I'm so committed to personal development. And some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are things which I've learned in the trenches. When I say in the trenches, in my work experience, there are things which I'm a recruiter. I recruit job seekers, or when you say employees, I help companies to solve their talent issues. And what that means is the fact that on a constant basis, on a day-to-day basis, I relate with both job seekers, fresh job seekers, and experienced job seekers at the end. So for me, some of the things I'm going to be sharing are not just head knowledge, they are proven things. They are things which, in the field of recruiting talent, and these are the things which I've seen that have been true over time. So they're going to be principles that are proven, principles that are not limited to geographical location. And one interesting thing about the podcast is the fact that we're going to be having fun. So I'm going to be sharing experiences with you. Some part of it are going to be devoted to questions, some part of it are going to be devoted even to sharing some of those principles which I've outlined to you. And interestingly is the fact that you're going to enjoy yourself. So thank you for listening to this podcast. In a few minutes, you'll be listening to today's episode. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. Today's episode of the podcast is one that I've devoted to answer a job seeker's question. And that question is this: why do employers always ask for experience from a fresh graduate? Or put in another way, why do employers always add experience to every job opening they advertise? Now, in order to be able to help answer this question, I want you to know that every employer is always willing to hire an employee with the hope that such an employee will add value to the organization. Now, it's the interpretation of employee value by employers that differ from time to time, and that is exactly what they tend to caption when you see the job advert. You must understand that every job opening you see in the papers, even in the online media or in the offline media, is a cry of help by the employer. And they are crying, who is going to add value to us? That's the question. So every employer is interested in value. So they are not biased. It's not a function of you. It's nothing personal. They're interested in value. Now, how they now interpret this value is what differs. And basically, as it stands today, even in the employment market, they can only value it in two obvious ways, which we call the job specification, which has to do with the job experience or the educational qualification. Okay, let me help you to understand something. Every job exists in an organization for a purpose. So they've gone through the process of understanding the job. What is the job going to do? So there's a job responsibility part. Now, in order for you to be able to do the responsibility that the job is created for within the organization, there are some basic competencies, there are some basic skills that you must have. And for you to have some certain skills, some of them are acquired by educational qualifications, some of them are acquired by work experience. So you're beginning to understand now. So I'm beginning to help you see from the employer's point of view so that you can understand exactly why most of the time when you see the job openings, you see the job qualification, or you see the work experience, as the case may be. Now you can see the real sense of it now, at least getting to understand exactly why you get to see either experience or educational qualification on a job advert. So but in terms of trying to understand the true value of an employee, basically, let me tell you that that cannot be ascertained accurately. This is because the true worth of an individual in the talent marketplace is not static, but that changes as an individual's career unfolds. So basically a few factors affect the true worth of an individual's career, the true worth of an individual, and some of those factors are intellectual factors, demographic factors such as your age, the population, and economic factors. So based on each of these factors, the worth will change. You would expect just normally that someone that is intellectually vast would be worth more than another. Then in terms of age, demographics also tends to affect your worth per se. A fresh grad that is young might be needed by an organization, whereas somebody that is old, an older fresh graduate, may not have that opportunity. So what we define as value in the marketplace differs on each of these factors. And so what this now means is this: for you to succeed in your career journey, you need to understand what determines value in the job marketplace and how you as a job seeker can influence that value. So that's a critical point here. You need to be able to understand as a job seeker what is the definition of value in the job market and how can you now influence it. Now it must be noted that in the talent marketplace, your value to a potential employer changes at every stage of your career. We said that earlier, and in every different position you are in part-time, your value in the talent marketplace is derived from two distinctively different elements. One, the value of a potential, which is what we call the potential value, and the value of your experience, which is what we term experiential value. Those two values are key: potential value and experimental value. What do you mean by each of these things? Now, potential value is measured by your intellect or educational qualification. So when we're saying potential value for you, from the employer point of view, we're saying what's the level of his intellect, is the level of IQ, educational qualification, is a measure of your potential value. While your experimental value is measured by how much of your intellect or educational qualification has been put to work to produce results. Can you see the difference? One is talking about the certificate itself. The other part is saying how much of the intellect and education have you put to work. So you can begin to understand why that is very key to an employer. Now, when an employer hires an employee based on potential value, take for example, he hires a fresh grad. All he can pick as a value is the potential of the educational qualification. Which school did he go to? What was his grade? What did he do while in school? What courses did he study? Now, when they employ based on potential value, it is hoped that, or the trust is that, the employee would add value to the organization. Now, when an employer hires based on experimental value, it is with the confidence that the employee has been successful before, and there is likelihood to replicate such result based on previous experience. So you can see the two sides of the divide: potential value, experimental value. Potential value is an hope. Experimental value is that you have demonstrated value before, you can demonstrate it again. Now you can begin to see from the employer's point of view. An employer sees experimental value as a certainty, while he sees potential value more of a probability. So you can now understand why employers tend to ask for work experience, because that is the only certainty they can have. potential value is experiment, is still a probability. You can be good, you had a first class, no issues, but can you demonstrate value based on your first class? That is the same reason why some individuals have a third class and they demonstrate value better than somebody with an higher degree. So it's still a probability, it's still based on probability. But work experience is, you have demonstrated it before, you can do it again. Now, before we leave these two things and be able to give you something to work with, because you said the important thing is for you to understand how this value change in the job market and how you can influence it, allow me to make a few learning points for you so that you can be able to take it out of this today's podcast. Number one, educational qualification is of utmost importance as it serves as your gateway into the talent marketplace. So it's very important. That's still your entry level. It means that you must invest so much in your intellectual value so as to earn great potential value before a potential employer. So it's key that you must take your educational qualification very serious. I'm not saying you should be interested in certificate. I'm saying the learning. So when you go through a course of study, there's a transformation your intellect is supposed to have, and you must take that very serious. Number two, don't make excuse that you don't make a good grade or you did not make a good grade from the university, so go and upgrade yourself. Now, you don't have an excuse. Someone has a first class, someone has a third class, and the two of you would compete in the same job market. So it's not an excuse to say you didn't make good grade and you have experience. Or let me say you didn't make good grade, but you need to upgrade yourself. There are some times that you will need to go and get professional certification. Add to your university degree. Let me add this. You must realize that after about 5 years after your university degree, you tend to lose potential value without further professional upgrade. So what that means is that, how many years ago did you get your university degree? 5 years after, what's happening? So what do you want to show? Upgrade yourself professionally. Number three, experiential value is of importance. So go get one, no matter how small. Now, my advice for fresh graduates is that potential values tend to ask about your extracurricular activities. So extracurricular activities can be a work experience in itself. During your NYC period, what did you do? Volunteering can be a value, an experimental value in itself. So it's not until when it's within the four walls of an office or a work environment, get that value no matter how small it is, because it's going to be useful for you. Number four, now make your work experience count. Don't just pass time. It's not enough spending 5 years doing the same thing. It's about what is the depth of the 5 years. So you come to me and say, how many years of experience do you have? 5. And I ask you one or two questions and I discover that your 5 years is just doing the same thing over and over. You must add up value in your work experience. Don't be confined to what you are told to do now. What is value to my organization and how can I display that value? And number five, please go to work on what we have said today. We said about experiential value, think about potential value. What are you planning to do to make yourself better, even in the job marketplace? Thank you very much even for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk. I'm sure you learned one thing or the other. Don't forget, you can reach me on my website, shegwakiode.com. Ask your questions. Drop a comment down at the end of this podcast. Make sure that you are ready to improve yourself, even concerning the concept that we have discussed today. Thank you very much for listening once again. This is Shegwan Kyode, your host, signing out. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegwan Kyode. To know more about Shegwan Kyode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegwan Kyode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.shegwanakiode.com. See you next time.